It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Welcome to Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals of the past 31 years. This is our penultimate episode, and unfortunately, it's a sad one. It covers the mysterious deaths of horses at the Santa Anita racetrack during 2019. And be sure to come back tomorrow for the last day of our March Madness special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
March 31st, 2019. At the Santa Anita racetrack in Arcadia, California, the San Simeon Stakes horse race was well underway. The Grade 3 competition at Santa Anita Park was shaping up to be yet another exciting outing, but not for the right reasons.
As the competitors sped into the final turn, a horse named Arms Runner tripped and fell into the dirt. As the animal went down, a horse named La Sardaigne fell with it. Miraculously, La Sardaigne was unscathed. Arms Runner, on the other hand, suffered a broken ankle.
When the track cleared, Arms Runner was taken to the stables and euthanized. It was the 23rd horse death at Santa Anita in 3 months. And it wouldn't be the last.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 30th episode in our March Madness special. Now, this month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 2019, when Santa Anita Park experienced a dramatic increase in horse deaths.
Racehorse deaths are not uncommon. Between 2009 and 2018, over 6,000 horses died in America. But in 2018, the death rate dropped 37%. It was a hopeful sign that the sport was getting safer.
Then, at the beginning of 2019, things took a dark turn at a racetrack in Southern California.
Located about 17 miles from downtown Los Angeles, Santa Anita Park had been in operation for over 80 years. Legendary horses like Seabiscuit, Secretariat, and John Henry all famously kicked up Santa Anita's dirt as they charged to victory.
But in early 2019, the historic racetrack was struck with a crisis. From December 26, 2018 to March 2, 2019, 20 horses died.
9 out of 10 times, the horse was euthanized after a serious injury. When a horse breaks its ankle or leg, it has a difficult time sitting still long enough to let the bones heal.
And because these majestic creatures can weigh over 1,000 pounds, even a healed leg has trouble supporting so much pressure. Re-breaking the original fracture is a major risk. Rather than subjecting the animals to excruciating pain, veterinarians generally agree that it's more humane to euthanize them.
However, horse racing officials had no idea what was causing so many horses at Santa Anita to suffer these life-ending injuries. The problem was so severe, the park had to temporarily shut down for the first time in its storied history.
Many believed that the abnormally rainy winter was to blame. They suspected the dirt track had become too soft. After 3 weeks of investigation, new rules and regulations were put into place, and the park was reopened at the end of March.
However, the horse deaths continued. By the end of May, 10 more horses had died.
With the sunny SoCal summer in full swing, course conditions were no longer a concern. Instead, training tactics went under the microscope. Apparently, 4 of the horses who died were trained by Hall of Famer Jerry Hollendorfer.
Despite his impressive record, in June 2019, Hollendorfer received a lifetime ban on all tracks owned by Santa Anita's parent company, the Stronach group, and yet the deaths continued to mount.
It seemed like Hollendorfer wasn't the only trainer using dangerous methods, but in their December 2019 report, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office concluded that there was no evidence of animal cruelty or criminal activity taking place at Santa Anita.
Instead, the report recommended the continued implementation of new rules for the animal safety, as well as harsher penalties for those who violated them. Some of the rules put into effect included restrictions on steroids, race day medications, and anti-inflammatory drugs.
Despite the increase in rules, the deaths still continued at an alarming rate. In the first 2 months of 2020, 9 horses were euthanized after sustaining injuries, bringing the toll to nearly 50 since December 2018.
Time will ultimately tell if the new regulations put an end to horse deaths at Santa Anita, but if they continue to escalate, public outcry may close the famed racetrack for good.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow for our final scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.